Right now, we want to connect with Congressman Byron Donalds, who's also, of course, a gubernatorial candidate here in the Sunshine State. Congressman, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How's it going?
Fantastic, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. The latest, you've been working with Senator Rick Scott on some state wildlife efforts. Tell me how that's going.
Well, look, we're always trying to make sure that we protect the wildlife of Florida. I mean, it's critical, just like our water, just like our agriculture lands in so many parts of our state. And so, you know, the former governor, current Senator Rick Scott and I, we just want to make sure that on Capitol Hill that those wildlife areas are protected.
Yeah, I think we all agree on that. We just had the Florida Ag Commissioner on talking about rural and family lands and setting those aside. It's a great program, and looks like it could go national before too long. But let's move on. The elephant in the room is the big deal about data centers. I know as people get more information, I think some opinions are evolving for the better. I think as we get more accurate information, the question for you is, will we have all the safeguards in place here in the state of Florida before there's more construction? In other words, dealing with the closed system water and the power concerns. Do you think we'll have those in place?
Yes, we will. And first of all, let's make sure we're clear. Governor DeSantis has just signed this into law. It is now state law in Florida that your utility bills will not go up because of a hyperscale data center. That is now state law. Number two, any hyperscale data center would have to get a consumptive use permit from the water management district. That way we would have controls on the amount of water that is used. What I want to see is something that we can easily accomplish is requiring them to have a closed loop filtration system. You just mentioned that, or to have the system air cooled where it doesn't use water at all. The other piece is have proximity. Like, nobody wants it next to their house. I don't want it next to mine. So let's just make sure that they're away from residential neighborhoods. And I think those are all common sense solutions that people agree, no matter what part of the state that you're in, people agree to that. And I believe as long as we have those parameters in place, many of them are in place today. The proximity piece we're going to work on next year as governor. We want to make sure that they're away from residential areas and work with local governments, because at the end of the day, local governments are going to permit construction of these hyperscale data centers. We want to make sure that Floridians are protected and their resources are protected.
So when you say the proximity, you're talking also about the noise factor, I assume.
Yes. I mean, look, nobody wants to hear fans going on all the time. And that's just what that is. So as long as you keep it away from residential neighborhoods, just distance solves that.
Coming down to the wire now, we see and hear more ads back and forth, some mudslinging stuff going on. What are your thoughts moving forward as before the midterms? You know, you've got to win the Republican ticket. So what are your thoughts?
Well, we're at that point in the campaign where people are just, you know, throwing stuff all against. Frankly, they're all attacking me. The truth is that these other campaigns are way behind in the polls. They've known it for a very long time, so they're desperate and they're slinging mud. We're focused on the people of Florida, the insurance reforms that are needed in our state to push insurance costs down. I want to see the property tax amendment pass, but if it doesn't, we're going to bring that back during the Tax and Budget Reform Commission next year with a goal of eliminating homestead property taxes. And if we can't get there, if we can't make that money work, then we want to have seniors on fixed income and working families have real relief. It's also about planning and managing the future growth of our state. We need balance between protecting the ag lands and the conservation areas, which are critical to Florida, with how we make building single-family homes more efficient and cheaper for young families to be able to get in the game in home ownership. And we're going to continue to expand Florida's economy. People want to be a part of the fabric of our state because we're a common-sense conservative state, and that's not going to change. We're going to continue to be a common-sense conservative state that supports a law and order, supports our men and women in blue, our sheriff's departments, and our emergency personnel. So I don't really get into the mudslinging. I let other campaigns do that, and that just demonstrates their level of desperation, because all they really can do is attack me. But we've been well ahead in the polls for a very long time. President Trump just came out and endorsed me again to be the next governor of Florida. Very grateful to have President Trump's endorsement and the endorsement and support of so many officials and sheriffs up and down the state of Florida. We're really in prime position to win, but it's all about the voters. I am asking for your vote. Please make sure you get out and vote on August 18th for me to win the Republican nomination for governor.
When it comes to the property taxes, if they go away via ballot or diminish greatly, or you work through, Tallahassee gets it done one way or another, can you make a promise that no matter which way it goes and what happens, that our folks, our first responders and public safety, that they're going to be taken care of and then they're not going to be gutted? Because some of these counties, obviously, they have difficulty affording a lot of these things on their own. As governor, can you guarantee these folks are going to be taken care of?
Absolutely. The fiscally constrained counties, what I want to see is a funding formula. If the amendment passes, we'll do a funding formula in Tallahassee. That way, those fiscally constrained counties can get the resources they need. And I don't want them hiring lobbyists to come to Tallahassee. And I don't think it's right for me or anybody else to pick and choose how much money they get every single year. Let's set up a funding formula that respects their autonomy as local county government, and make sure that they get the resources they need. That way they can plan for their budgets into the future.
I know your wife happens to be heavily involved in education. You know, what is your take on public education moving forward? Like the challenges, one district, Marion County, they have like a 30% rate of kids that are absentees. That's huge. Is there anything you could do, on the state level as governor that would help to alleviate this problem?
Well, the first thing, when it comes to education, I believe in universal choice. I want parents to be making the decision about where to send their kids to school. I don't want the state to be telling a parent where they want to take their child. This is one of the reasons where I fully supported Governor DeSantis's universal school choice initiatives. When I was in the legislature, I voted for the first expansion of the family empowerment scholarships. I fully support the program. That's going to continue in our state because parents deserve to be at the head of the table, not government and not bureaucrats. I think if you're talking about truancy, that's something where we want to sit down and look at the truancy efforts in these counties. Are some of these counties doing what's necessary to make sure kids are in the classroom? I do think that's important. The last piece is, if we're looking at truancy, we also got to look at what's a kid getting out of the academic experience in K-12. Do we have our kids on multiple pathways to success, or are we just trying to make it so that they all have to go to the University of Florida or Florida State or one of the universities to be successful? And I think today it's about a kid being able to, yes, go to the university system if that's what they want to do. But if they just want to go into the working world, let's make sure they get apprenticeships and internships while they're in high school. So that way they get not just an education, but they get the skills they need to be ready for the future. And I think that if you had multiple pathways for success, which is what we are going to do as governor, then I think that takes down your truancy level because the kid is like, man, I know I'm going to school because I'm getting this, as opposed to I'm just going to school just because I'm going to school. And we want our young people to be highly educated, but you also want them to have a pathway for their personal success so they can build the Florida dream in their life.
Now, to get people educated in the trades, would that require, tax dollars to go toward developing that kind of a program?
Actually, what we want to do is use the tax credit model, which is how we used to fund school choice in our state, was using the tax credit system. And we want to use that model to incentivize businesses to create their own training programs. Look, in the world today, our kids in high school, they're on their phones ordering DoorDash, having it dropped off at our schools. That's happening today.
Wow.
So they're ordering food and bringing it in. Talk to any teenager, they'll tell you. So what we can do very easily is use technology to find a company that's maybe it's a welding company, a HVAC company, auto techs, working at a local car dealership, learning the skills to be an auto technician. By the way, auto technicians coming out of high school now are making $80,000 a year to start. That's what they're making. So let's actually have that kid be partnered with that business, as opposed to what we're doing right now is we just do it within a school district's confines, and the school districts aren't in that business. They don't do this stuff. These businesses do is let's have the kids actually go to these companies, get an education in the field, get an apprenticeship, get an internship.
Congressman Byron Donalds, gubernatorial candidate for the Sunshine State. We covered a lot of territory, and I appreciate your time and hope to hear from you again soon.
Absolutely. Take it easy.
All right. Thank you.